priceless, above value. A diminishing concept in this corporatist new century. Wisdom is not yet genetic. Old people forget and young ones don't learn. So mistakes are made again and again. If the young bloke in the supermarket has never heard of Epsom salts, how can he help you find them? Stupid leaders constrained by suits fall back on the myopia of their fathers, who were stunned and confused and frightened by their experiences of war. They wanted routine and picket fences, illusions of order in the aftermath of chaos. They found rock and roll rebellion and long hair, men on the moon and assertive women, television warfare in their lounge rooms, kids with strange ways and music, loose girls that didn't get pregnant, living in sin with students from foreign neighbourhoods. Against the natural order, nothing's what it ought to be. Things were better after the war. We had it tough, mind you, but you knew where you were then, when no one else was different in the way they spoke or looked, except the Chinese restaurant mob who'd just got on with their cooking. Shattered illusions. Mould growing faster on the myth as the rural life of legend crumbles in the dust bowl of waste, intolerance, rigidity, and greed.